Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday. It's moving right along. Tuesday, the 13th of December, 12 days away from Christmas. I am the Jew who loves Christmas, and I can't wait. I've always loved Christmas. I love Christmas since I was a little boy, and I'm married to Cindy Parker, who's got the most beautiful winter wonderland Christmas-decorated house you've ever seen. And at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, if you tune from the radio to TV, and just go to frankspeech.com, online streaming of my show on TV. It's frankspeech.com. Click on Lindell TV 2, and there's my show, and you will see my Christmas tree in the background in my office. But in my house, I've got like something like 26 or 27 or 28 Christmas trees in every room, all decorated to the nines by Cindy Parker, my beautiful wife. And I just love Christmas. I love it, and I can't believe how fast it's going and how fast it's coming. Because it seems like, you know, it was just Christmas season moments ago. Biggest news story, there's a couple of big news stories out there. For me, the biggest story, before I get to the biggest news story, is that Jimmy Kimmel opened his monologue on ABC TV last night by attacking Donald Trump and Wayne Allen Root. That was his opening monologue last night. Yeah, we got it. That's Johnny Carson. You're mixing him up with Jimmy Kimmel. Johnny Carson was funny. That's the difference between Johnny Carson and Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's ratings are so far in the toilet bowl that we got to flush him. This guy's ratings are half of what they were when Trump was president of the United States. All of these guys, late night, instead of humor and instead of fun and entertaining guests and movie stars and real celebrities, every one of them, it's not just Kimmel, all the late night comedians, their ratings are in the toilet. And every one of them, as their guests, have politicians, only Democrat politicians. Most incredible thing you've ever seen. And there is no humor. The opening monologues are liberal political lectures. It's truly unbelievable. And Jimmy Kimmel's a great example. So he opens the show last night talking about my column about defending Donald Trump, that he's great for the Jews and was great for Israel and the Jewish people, and says it was an embarrassment. What an embarrassment that Wayne Root, a Jewish right-wing columnist, wrote this column. It's absolutely absurd. And I, you know, here's the Wayne Root challenge for Jimmy Kimmel. Why don't you have me on? Being that your show isn't funny anymore and there is no more comedy anymore, I challenge you to have me on and let's have a debate. Not the whole show. It could be 10 minutes. It could be one segment. But whatever it is, let's have a debate about the two things you talked about in your boring, non-funny opening monologue. You talked about Trump and me, and you talked about Dr. Fauci and what a hero he is and how great the lockdowns were and how great the masks were and how great the vaccines were. And let's have a debate about it. Anytime you want, Jimmy Kimmel. He's from Vegas. I'm from Vegas. Come on, let's do it. Two Vegas guys debating Fauci and Trump. Anytime, anywhere, I'll be there. Let's do it. I guarantee you, you'll get double the ratings because conservatives will tune in for the first time in years to your show. You'll actually have good ratings for the first time. You may actually realize that it's good for your show to have some diversity and tolerance. All you ever talk about on the left is diversity and tolerance, and you have none of either. The second big news story of the day is Sam Bankman-Fried. I think I got his name backwards yesterday. I seem to remember calling him Sam Fried Bankman, but it's Sam Bankman-Fried. is the kid with the curly haired the white kid with the afro, who was the head of FTX, which was basically one of the biggest crypto companies in the world, and lost billions and billions of dollars of people's money. And the question is, did he flat out steal it all? And is he the new Bernie Madoff? Or, and this is a big question, or did he launder all of it and give it to the Democrat Party to rig and steal the 2022 election? The fact that Republicans are not screaming about this shows that all the Republican leadership are either blind, deaf, dumb morons, completely clueless to anything going on, or they're in on it. And you know what? Don't laugh. I believe they're in on it. Because McCarthy and McConnell both took money. Allegedly, that's my understanding, is they both took millions of dollars from Bankman-Fried, from Sam Bankman-Fried. They took that money that was laundered in Ukraine. I've been arguing for a year now that the money in Ukraine is being stolen. Ukraine is a country run by the mafia and Nazis, neo-Nazis, and they're stealing the money, and they're stealing it in participation with the Biden crime family. And so Biden's getting his cut, his family's getting its cut, the Democrat Party is getting its cut, I'm sure McConnell and maybe McCarthy are getting a cut, and the entire Democrat Party was funded in the 2022 election partially, not fully, partially, with money from Sam Bankman-Fried that was laundered in Ukraine that started out as foreign aid and military aid to Ukraine. This is the most gigantic story. It proves the election was rigged, not the 2020 election, which we all know now is rigged because Twitter and the FBI rigged it, but the 2022 election was rigged, and it was rigged by Sam Bankman-Fried. And that's why it's interesting. The real story of the day is not that he was arrested in the Bahamas yesterday and that he will be, in fact, brought back to the United States. The real story is how quick will he suicide himself? How quickly will he be suicided? Maybe that's a better way to say it, because he won't be doing it himself. But they will say he committed suicide. He is the next Jeffrey Epstein. He will be suicided in his jail cell before he could tell any of the details of how he was allowed to steal hundreds of millions, perhaps billions of dollars, in return for allowing all the politicians, mostly Democrats, but including rhino Republican leaders, to steal some of that money once it left the United States and landed in Ukraine and got divvied up by the Ukrainian mafia and the Ukrainian Nazis. And this guy will be suicided as sure as I'm standing here before he will be able to tell the details of it. This poor guy, you'll hear stories about how no one's ever been suicided before in the prison he's in. He's the first one ever. You'll hear the guards happen to take a break or fell asleep at the moment he committed suicide. You will hear that the TV sets were off at the moment he committed suicide, that the video cameras were cut. You'll hear all kinds of interesting stories, and then you'll hear, just like Jeffrey Epstein, somebody screaming, they're killing me, before he commits suicide. Poor Sam Bankman-Fried. This guy's a dead man, whether he knows it or not. I don't know if he realizes it, but he's never going to make it to Congress to testify. And the other question, the big question today is, why were they in such a rush to arrest him in the Bahamas the day before he was going to be queried by the United States Congress? He was going to testify in front of Congress today from the Bahamas on video, and instead he was arrested. Now he's in a jail cell. Why? What were they afraid that he was going to say? And how soon will he be suicided? You know, my guess is somewhere between the Bahamas and America, he will fall off a ship with handcuffs on and drown, and they'll say he was trying to escape. This guy is a dead man, as sure as I'm standing here. And speaking of dead men, legendary college football coach Mike Leach passes away at the age of 61. I feel terrible for the poor guy. Excuse my little muffled laugh in a second, because it was just the segue was funny. I went from dead men, and the next thing I saw was a sheet with Mike Leach passing away. So it was just a funny segue that I happened to be on that topic of a dead man, and this poor guy dies at the age of 61, same age as me. Exact same age as me, and so tragic because I'm a young guy. I can't believe a guy that young dies of a heart attack. And yes, he was overweight, and yes, he had heart problems, I believe, in the past, I've read. But I have no doubt that it's impossible to work for any university in America without taking the COVID vaccine. It's impossible, I believe, to be a football coach, not just the head coach, but every coach and every team in college football, NFL, and every sport has to be vaccinated. We all know that the United States government, OSHA, demanded people working for major corporations like colleges all had to be vaccinated. This guy was probably triple or quadruple vaccinated, and we all know that everybody is dropping dead of heart attacks every second of every day since the vaccine came out. This vaccine is the biggest killer in the history of mankind, and the only guy I know who said it from day one is myself, and I know I'm patting myself on the back, but that doesn't change the fact. One guy called it from day one, and it was me. This vaccine is a killer. And Mike Leach is gone at the age of 61, and I'm always fair. I'm always fair, and I'm always reasonable. I'm not his doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't know his particular case. I don't know that he died for the vaccine. I just know that every day now I read you an average of 5 high-profile people a day who are dropping dead suddenly, almost all from heart attacks, but some from strokes, some from blood clots, and some from cancer stage 4 that comes up and in 3 weeks they're dead, or in 3 days they're dead. And it's only since the vaccine this has ever happened in the history of the world. I've never run my political show. I've had this show 7 years. I've never mentioned anyone's death in any show, ever. This show isn't about death. This is not a mortuary. This is not a funeral home. This is a political show. It's never had a thing to do with death. Suddenly, every day, I'm reading off the names of famous high-profile people that died suddenly and unexpectedly, all because of that damn vaccine. Okay? And so, obviously, some of them would have died anyway. Obviously, some of them might have died of cancer anyway. Some of them might have been, like Mike Leach, might have been a walking heart attack. He was overweight. He had a big belly. But this stuff brings it on. The spike proteins in the vaccine are so dangerous and damaging to the immune system and to the human heart that people are dying left and right who maybe we're going to live, or maybe we're going to live many more years, or maybe we're going to die tomorrow. We'll see. It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and to have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorney attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built. Here in Las Vegas, Nevada, there's only one war in this world that you can love, and it's Wayne Allyn Root. Make war, not peace, with Wayne Allyn Root. Why exactly was FTX crypto Ponzi scammer Sam Bankman-Fried arrested? I could tell you why. Because they're fixing the whole thing as we speak. They're going to suicide this guy as sure as I'm standing here. You know, this guy was going to rat out the entire Democrat Party, the entire global financial system, and all the black ops money laundering schemes of all the Wall Street guys. It was all tied up in his crypto company with billions on the line. This guy somehow was super connected. This guy looks like a 12-year-old. He has the face of a 12-year-old with an afro, and he's a white Jewish kid with an afro. And he somehow was connected to all the politicos and all the Wall Street billionaires, and he sucked up billions of dollars and scammed them all. He's the new Bernie Madoff, except Bernie Madoff had nothing to do with money laundering in Ukraine and the Democrat Party. This guy is going to be suicided, as sure as I'm standing here. All right, GreatPatriotStore.com. is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. Very excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, greatpatriotstore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, but at much better quality, much far lower prices, and all made in the USA. Every product made in the USA by an American company run by conservatives and patriots. My wife Cindy and I love shopping here. Greatpatriotstore.com. It's all online, so you save time and money. No gas, get shipped direct to your doorstep, and just like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member, so go to greatpatriotstore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. Go to greatpatriotstore.com, greatpatriotstore.com. And just remember, they're spending their money on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So when it comes time to beat inflation and buy all the household products you need, you should spend your money on them. So I've covered enough of this FTX story with Sam Bankman-Fried. He's hit by a million criminal charges, including campaign donation violations, but they leave blank who he donated to. Isn't that funny? It was 99% Democrats, plus Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy is what I hear. And so they were using his money to defeat Trump Republicans. After the election, they could say Trump's a bad guy. And the Justice Department, here's a headline, Justice Department faces questions after effectively preventing Bankman-Fried from testifying in front of Congress. He was going to testify today, and all of a sudden he can't testify. All right, so I ended the last segment by talking about legendary college football coach Mike Leach passing away at 61 years old, the exact age that I am today. And God forbid something happens to me. All of you know I'm not suicidal either. I know that's what Elon Musk says. That's what Wayne Root says. I'm not suicidal, and I'm in perfect health. I'm in the best health of my life. So you know that I didn't die of a heart attack and I'm not suicidal. But this guy, Mike Leach, was a great football coach. Everywhere he went, he turned programs around. He did a great job at Texas Tech. He did a great job where he was now at Mississippi State. I cannot remember. Oh, Washington State. That was the third one. So Washington State and Mississippi State and Texas Tech, three places where nobody ever played good football till this guy came along. And he turned the teams around. They played great football. And in each day, his quarterbacks became Heisman candidates, one of the best quarterbacks in the history of college football each year. And none of them ever made the NFL, so they weren't even good. And they couldn't even make a third-string backup in the NFL. And this guy turned them into Heisman candidates and with some of the greatest stats in the history of football. So it's very sad he's gone, and he's 61 years old, same age as me, should not be dead. But I'm willing to bet you any amount of money that he was, by law, by mandate, I should say, had to be vaccinated to be the college football coach at Mississippi State. And he'll be the first, but he will certainly be the first of many coaches, sadly, I think, that will wind up paying the price, whether they die or whether they have to retire because of their illness and injuries, their disabled, crippling injuries from this vaccine. And as I say this, Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida is calling a grand jury to investigate COVID vaccine-related injuries. This is a smart guy. This is a really smart guy. And you all know I'm all in on President Trump, and I've got him now. I now know the interview will be coming up next Saturday on my Real America's Voice TV show, which is Saturday, the 24th of December. So Christmas Eve interview at 12 noon East Coast time, 9 a.m. Pacific, Real America's Voice TV with Wayne Allyn Root and President Donald J. Trump. And you know I'm the most loyal guy in the world. I'm with Trump. I started with him when he went down the escalator, and I'll stay with him till the very end. And I think he'll still be the nominee, and I think he'll be the next president of the United States. But Governor DeSantis sure does impress me. Here's Trump and I disagreeing completely on the vaccine issue, and Governor DeSantis has woken up, and he's now the most, maybe we should use the word woke here, he's the most woke politician in America about the vaccine. He's woken up, and he knows the vaccine is killing and injuring and crippling and disabling people, and he's called a grand jury. Good job, DeSantis.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Old Man Winter is wreaking havoc across much of the United States. Millions of people living in the central part of the country are bracing for a brutal winter storm. The National Weather Service says wind gusts could reach over 50 miles an hour in parts of South Dakota with more than a foot of snow possible. Forecasters in Denver warn that travel in eastern Colorado will be difficult to impossible. Federal prosecutors say the former CEO of FTX and his partners stole billions of dollars from customers since 2019.
We unsealed an 8-count indictment charging Samuel Bankman-Fried, FTX's founder, with a series of interrelated fraud schemes that contributed to FTX's collapse.
Prosecutors in the Southern District of New York detailed the full charges levied against SBF while speaking to reporters. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Chris, to put me on the air when I'm not ready yet. The nerve of you! The nerve! My Bordock, Christopher O'Sullivan. Christopher Kennedy O'Sullivan yet. Can you imagine? Could you think of a more Irish name in the history of the world? They could have named you Christopher Dublin Kennedy O'Sullivan. That might have been even more Irish, but it's close.
Hey, wait, who writes your jokes?
They could have named me Shlomo.
Who writes your jokes?
Shlomo Root. Let's go. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show.
Hamas just called that one bombed.
VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Perich, for more than 30 years, a leader on Wall Street, taking seven companies public, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. And then he realized that Wall Street wasn't doing anything for anyone except Wall Street. They were screwing over the investors. So he left Wall Street. He said, I want to help the little guy, the mom and pop, who's investing in Wall Street. And he founded VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter, in 2003. And his top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of the last 19 years. And I've been watching him because I've known him for about 20 years. And I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. It's like he's got a crystal ball. The guy's amazing. Let Kip prove to you how good he really is, just like he proved to me over the last 19, 20 years. Let him prove to you in 2 weeks how good he really is, because you will get 2 weeks of his VRA newsletter for free. And it comes to you every morning on your email. So you open up your computer and boom, it's there. First thing in the morning, they do it at like 5 in the morning. It's sitting there waiting for me. I get up at about 6 every morning. It's always there. So I don't even know what time they do it. Maybe they do it at 3 in the morning. It's Kip and his son Tyler. They're just amazing. And you'll get his newsletter free for the next 2 weeks, and I believe you'll stay for life. You'll realize how good this guy really is, and he can make you a fortune. You'll stay for life. And you get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. So join now at VRAinsider.com. You don't even have to tell him Wainwright sent you, because that's the site he set up just for my fans. VRAinsider.com. You automatically get 2 weeks free, and his book, The Big Bribe, free. Learn everything about the insiders on Wall Street. VRAinsider.com. All right, my guest is here, Josh Manning. We have him every couple weeks, and he's a senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, talking about today's most popular stories in the news at WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, I'm great. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes. Do you want to have a bet on how soon this guy Sam Bankman-Fried is suicided? He's going to be the next Jeffrey Epstein, as sure as I'm standing here, man. This guy is dead. He may not know it yet, but he is dead. Dead for the world.
We were talking about that in the newsroom today, and it seems very inappropriate if you're not in, like, news, but it's gallows humor. I mean, you have to laugh about these things. Oh, my gosh, this guy has given too much money to too many Democrats to be allowed to keep going.
Exactly.
Cancer, and they will excise him the same way the Clintons liked to excise people years ago.
It's easy now. Just give him... Just give him four boosters on the same day.
Found dead. Hillary Clinton not believed to be connected, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You were talking. I rudely interrupt you. I don't think you heard what I said. Today, it's very easy to suicide someone. Once they're in the prison cell, you just hold them down and give them four COVID booster shots. They'll be dead in a week. So that's it. That's it. That's the way to suicide anybody now. So, all right. That's gallows.
NBC's finally admitting heart issues go with some of the vaccines. Finally.
Well, and there's finally a politician who's calling a grand jury. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is calling a grand jury about COVID injuries and COVID deaths. He's the first one that's admitting there's lots of COVID injuries and COVID deaths. And you know I'm the biggest Donald Trump fan in the world, and I want him to be the next president. I hope he's the next president. And he's the guest on my show next week again for what? I don't know, the eighth time. I love President Trump, but I got to tell you, this guy is outplaying President Trump. Ron DeSantis is outplaying President Trump. Sticks to the vaccine, and DeSantis is saying, admitting it's causing injuries and death. That's a brilliant chess move against Trump. I don't know if it's checkmate, but it's a brilliant chess move.
So Trump is so he is so quick most of the time. I don't understand why he's not actually doing both things and saying, hey, yeah, I do want to take credit for Operation Warp Speed. Totally worked. We were able to put stuff together in no time. But this business where they were trying to make you take it, and they were making our kids take it, and they were saying, oh, there are no issues at all. Shut up and take it. That's absolutely outrageous. I don't know why Trump's not doing both of those things as loud as possible.
Listen, I've written that many times. I've said he should pivot to that. I said he should pivot to, look, I pushed everything through to save your lives and to save the American economy. But I wasn't the one who produced the vaccine. I'm not the doctor who cleared it.
Exactly.
It's not my fault. This is all Fauci's fault. He lied to me. That's all you have to say. I made the right moves as a politician and as a CEO, but these guys are the ones who killed you, not me. So that's all he's got to say, and now he's got to pivot to that.
It's a really weird miss from him. He is so sharp most of the time. I don't know why he has missed this.
I don't know either. I don't know either. It's a very tough thing. It's not an issue I could talk to him about on the air. He won't let me talk to him about it on the air. So I've tried. The only thing I ever talked to him about is I mentioned that he's anti-vaccine mandates, which means if he was still president, not one person who was forced by OSHA to take it would have had to take it with Trump as president. So therefore, almost everybody listening to me right now, most conservatives took it because OSHA forced them at their jobs, but they would not have taken it if they were not, you know, mandated by law.
Yeah.
And so if Trump was president, they would not be looking at the situation they're in now, which is a ticking time bomb inside their body. I mention that every time, and Trump should go, yes, you're right. And you know what he says instead, if you watch the last interview? You're right, Wayne, but it's the greatest vaccine ever, and I take full credit for it, and it saved millions of lives. It's fantastic. So he pivots the wrong way on this one. I don't know why.
I don't get it. I've been confused about it.
He believes in it. He really does believe in it. His eyes aren't open. I don't know what to say. He's living in a Mar-a-Lago bubble, and he just doesn't see what's going on. And no one there obviously has the balls to tell him the truth about what's going on. So in any case, let's talk a little bit about the top Senate Democrat turning on Biden and blasting him with three words for the Brittany Griner exchange. Tell us, all of my listeners, who is that top Senate Democrat and what did they say?
Oh, yeah, that's our old friend Bob Menendez from New Jersey. He was very ticked off, and I don't blame him, as any Democrat who is breathing right now should be ticked off over this for a number of reasons. But Mendez came out, and he straight up slammed Biden for the trade. He actually went so far as to call it a deeply disturbing decision. And that could sound like it's a little bit over the top if you're not paying attention. But if you're paying attention, you know how bad the trade was. We're talking about throwing a big fish back into the water here, the merchant of death, Victor. I read everything, Wayne, so I don't always know how to pronounce names. I think it's Victor Bout. I'm sure you know.
I can't help you because I'm pretty sure it's Bout, but I'm never a pronunciation guy. I've never been good at it, and I blow pronunciations all the time on the show. But everybody gets it. I get the right idea, and you get the right idea.
We're
smart guys with common sense. How you pronounce a name, I really don't care.
I only read. I don't. If you watch the news now, you're dumber afterwards. So I try to only read.
Exactly.
You're stuck.
But exactly.
Anyway. We throw this guy back out. I mean, this guy is an arms merchant. He's been called by some people a terrorist. He's certainly been tied to some terrorism-related things. And not only, and Mendez, I mean, he's not stupid. He's a Democrat, but he's not completely idiotic.
No, but I believe he's back being under investigation, or is he under indictment now, Menendez? So he may be looking to fight back against the people that are trying to, you know, knock him out. I don't know, is the DOJ of the Biden administration.
Yeah, and he's probably looking for mercy anywhere he can get it. And he actually went on to bring up Paul Whelan, the Marine Corps vet, who is still jailed in Russia.
Right.
I mean, if this is not endemic, emblematic of everything that is wrong with the Biden administration, you've got an athlete who has been super outspoken about the problems of the United States, you know, kneeling, all of that garbage. They got her on a legitimate drug charge, best I understand. And he moves heaven and earth to bring her back while he leaves a Marine Corps veteran, an American. He leaves him in jail, high and dry, in Russia. I mean, how backward is that, Wayne? How backward is that?
Well, it's very backward. It was a big mistake. We all agree. And you know, in the end, Biden doesn't care about a U.S. Marine. He felt that there was more to gain. First of all, let's think of this from a cold-hearted politician. Not Biden, because he's brain dead and he's got dementia. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He's dribbling himself. They're changing his diapers. They're feeding him baby food. But the people behind Biden who are calculating in cold, and I assume it's Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice and all of them, they're thinking, okay, we could bring a Marine back, and that That's an audience of, I don't know, a million people who've ever served in the Marines, and every one of them votes Republican.
Yep.
Or we could bring a lesbian back, and that's several million people, and every one of them votes Democrat. Let's bring a lesbian back, and you will be, Joe Biden will be a hero. Wow. And they brought the lesbian back. You know that's how the decision was made.
Black, right? lesbian who can talk for them as far as BLM stuff goes, who also hates the country, and we know people
right.
who hate the country.
Perfect.
Love
perfect right. liberals.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said her.
Alice.
You said her, Brittany Griner. I heard her talk. To me, she sounds like a man. I got to think she used to be a guy, and she changed. She transitioned, because she sure sounds like she must be transgender to me. Sounds like a man. Looks like a man, sounds like a man. Wow. Very strange story. I can't even imagine what she must have gone through in Russia, in a Russian prison, in one of those hellholes, what the guards must have done to her. Whew. But having said that, I'm glad she's out. Listen, I wanted her and the Marine. I'm glad she's out because she's an American. No matter how much I dislike her and disagree with her, she's an American. And they had trumped up charges. You know, it was ridiculous. So I'm glad she's out. We always bring our Americans home. But you don't leave a Marine on the battlefield and bring a lesbian back. It's ridiculous. Josh Manning, we'll be back with more with him, senior news editor at westernjournal.com. More with Josh and Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com is my website, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We'll be right back with more of the big news stories at westernjournal.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Nevada Corporate Headquarters, if you're a business owner, real estate investor, someone with assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets, take everything away from you. But there's one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach, will provide you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's Nevada War for Wayne Allyn. NevadaWar.com, the website they got just for my fans, NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped literally tens of thousands of Americans, and they can help you too. You don't have to live in Nevada. You can be in any one of the 49 states outside Nevada. You can be in any country outside the United States and still have a Nevada LLC to protect you. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. All right, we're back with Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com. He's the senior news editor there, talking about the most popular stories at Western Journal. Josh, welcome back.
Hey, Wayne. Always good to be here.
I see we got Jimmy Fallon in the news. You know, I was in his opening monologue last night. Madonna, Jimmy Fallon. Oh, I'm sorry. Jimmy Kimmel. I was in Jimmy Kimmel's opening monologue. I see Jimmy Fallon. I'm thinking Jimmy Kimmel. Okay. Bad on me. But Madonna, Jimmy Fallon, other celebrities named in massive lawsuit over Insidious campaign. So tell me what that is, because I know nothing about this story. What is the Insidious campaign they're being sued for?
So, well, I absolutely love this because we see celebrities abusing their positions. People trust them for some reason, which is idiotic. And they will tell people to do things that are totally moronic, like vote Democrat. So, anyway, class action lawsuit being filed against Madonna, Jimmy Fallon, Serena Williams, Steph Curry, Tom Brady, and others. And, Wayne, it is over what I think is one of the biggest rooks out there. Wayne, I know you know about NFTs. You're hip. You're happening. You know business. You know investments.
I know. Yeah, of course I do.
I was always skeptical of them, why they're worth millions of dollars. I knew that was going to collapse like the tulip mania of the 1600s,
exactly,
I think it was.
Exactly, and it is collapsing just like a ton of the rest of crypto. So anyway, there is this thing called the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Very hard to describe. It's a set of images, this bored-looking monkey on them. Anyway, a bunch of bigwigs and big tech people thought, oh, well, we can figure out a way to make even more billions of dollars. We'll get a bunch of different versions of this stupid bored ape cartoon. We'll have him doing different things, and we'll get people to pay millions of dollars for him, and we'll sell them, and we'll laugh all the way to the bank. Well, that's what happened. And it turns out those guys were paying people like Madonna, Jimmy Fallon, Serena Brady, and others, according to the suit. The creators of these NFTs were paying them to promote the NFTs and to say, oh, hey, these things are great. It's a great investment for you. Spend a few thousand, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. Spend that on them. It's going to be a great investment. It'll pay dividends for years and years to come. Well, it turns out they didn't. A lot of the people who bought into the Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs, they bought in for a lot of money. They're now worth not nearly as much. And so there is a class action lawsuit being filed targeting these celebs, saying, hey, they told us that these were good investments. They did. What they didn't disclose, however, is that they were being paid to tell us. And we still don't know, Wayne, how much they were allegedly being paid to shill for these NFTs. And, you know, it's Wayne, you're a business guy. You do invest. You know stuff. Wayne, I think the old maxim is true. If it sounds too good to be true, it is.
I get it. And I never want to defend celebrities. They're all a bunch of Hollywood liberal losers. But on the other hand, I think it's buyer beware. When you see an ad with a famous celebrity, you know the celebrity's being paid. You know they don't personally care about the product. You know someone's giving them $1 million or $10 million to say it's a great product. If you invest in it, it's your job to figure out if it's a good investment or not. It's not because you were conned by the celebrities. I do think the lawsuit's a loser. You can sue the company, of course, if they ripped you off, but not the celebrity. They don't run the company. So I tend to be on the side of the celebrities on this one little issue, because they didn't make anybody invest. They didn't put a gun in anyone's head. It's buyer beware. All right, let's talk about... Yep. Go ahead.
No, it's buyer beware, and it's if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If I pay $10,000 for a cartoon of an ape and it's going to be worth $10 million tomorrow, probably too good to be true.
Yes, probably. And for a while it was true. That's the thing. So, listen, we got to run. There's only a minute left. There's so many good stories left to do. We got to get you back on again soon. Lots of good stories. And you know what's funny about the stories you bring, Josh? I don't even know many of them, so I'm getting educated too. So it's great that you bring it onto my show. Thank you for educating my fans. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Go check him out. He's got a story about Elon Musk's Twitter begins auctioning off employee toys and gadgets. And here's a list of what's for sale. I don't know that story, and I'd love to hear it. So you got to go to WesternJournal.com to find out the answer. Go check it out. I'm envious of you guys because I got a TV show to do right now, so I can't go there. I can't find the answer. So, Josh, guide them. It's WesternJournal.com. My good friend Josh Manning. Thanks, Josh.
Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. And right now, go to FrankSpeech.com and click on TV2, Lindell TV2, for my show right now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.